Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of my collard green recipes is my Gorgonzola collard green artichoke dip. Now, I know it sounds like a whole lot of different things, but I promise you, this is one of those dips you're really, really going to enjoy. First and foremost, the most important thing we have to do is we have to clean our collard greens. Collard greens are very, very dirty, and you can never clean them enough. So we want to make sure we really give them a nice cleaning. If you have a nice little shower on your kitchen sink, that always is really, really well. We want to make sure we get in between those greens. And what we're going to do once we get them all nice, clean, and dried up, I'm going to go ahead and take my collard greens, and I am going to go ahead and do a nice chiffonade. Now, typically, collard greens are not something you would eat raw. However, you can eat them raw if you cut them small enough, because you know they really have a great, great flavor, and make sure we gotta keep them clean too. So we're not cutting them until they're clean. Once we clean the collard greens and we do that nice chiffonade, I'm gonna go ahead and put this into my stand mixing bowl. I'm also gonna add to that some Gorgonzola blue cheese, and Gorgonzola is one of my absolute just favorite blue cheese. It really, really has a very pungent yet incredible bitter flavor that goes so well with this, and we're going to just be seasoning as we go along, so everything has its place here. So what we're going to do with that Gorgonzola is I've got four people in my family, so I'm going to go ahead and add a cup. We do about a quarter cup per person, you figure that. And that's going to be added to our collard greens, and collard greens is usually about one bunch. So, you know, with a bunch, you could feed quite a bit of people. And we don't need the full bunch. We just need a good half of that bunch chiffonade, so we could go ahead and put that inside of the mixing bowl. So while the mixing bowl is working, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add one cup of sour cream as well. And sour cream really is going to help these flavors to come out. Now, you're probably wondering, Chef, you got a lot of really strong flavors in there. And I do, but I promise you, it's a really, really great dip. Once the sour cream is fully incorporated in there, I'm going to season always to taste with salt and pepper, because it's very important that everything we cook in the California Fresh Kitchen, especially you Untamed Chefs out there, have to make sure you are seasoning up all your food. And then we're going to go ahead and add a cup and a half of pickled artichokes. You can get them out of the can. You can make your own. If you're going to make your own artichokes, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to take a long time to get that result. And they've kind of mastered it already, a lot of these artichoke companies. So I kind of just trust them with that. I don't open anything really out of a can, but artichokes is just one of those things where unless I'm going to be grilling a nice fat artichoke, I don't mind taking them from the can. They actually have a really nice little brine on them, which adds to the flavor of this dish. For many more of my Untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.